You're listening to B2B Tech Talk with Ingram Micro, the place to learn about new technology and technological advances before they become mainstream. This podcast is sponsored by Ingram Micro's President's Club, where winners are made. All right, let's get into the show.
Welcome to B2B Tech Talk with Ingram Micro. I'm your host, Shelby Skirhawk, and our guest today is Jennifer Smith, Senior Manager of Channel Marketing, U.S. Distribution for Brother. Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, Shelby. So glad to be talking to you, and thanks for having me today.
Of course. Well, you know, today we're talking about how work now works. It's, of course, a workplace that looks very different from 2 years ago. So, Jennifer, going back to the beginning of the pandemic, what were the initial challenges that you heard from businesses to transition an entire workforce to work from home?
Wow. You know, Shelby, there were so many challenges companies were faced with. The biggest challenge, I would say, was home office equipment. So each employee now had the same access to the equipment at home as when they were in the office. Things like computer, keyboards, laptops, monitors, printers, scanners, and even webcams for all the virtual calls and meetings. Product shortages caused even another challenge, Shelby, because workers were now at home and they had to wait to receive their equipment. I remember one of my brother colleagues telling me about how the webcam he ordered online took 3 months to ship to him.
Wow.
His built-in webcam on his laptop was not clear, so that's why he had to order a standalone webcam. He always looked like he was in a fog when he was on calls. It was hilarious. We'd always, you know, pick on him about that.
Definitely. You know, I think we all remember those early days. If you didn't already have a good work from home setup you were really hurting there
for a while. Yes.
So now, you know, a year and a half later, what different challenges are companies facing for both in-office and remote workers?
Well, first, you don't have to wait now 3 months for a webcam.
Exactly.
However, there are different challenges now, Shelby. Many companies have redesigned their office space for the new reality of social distancing. Prominent safety signage on the walls and on the floor. And when it comes to print devices, the large A3 copiers are not conducive to this new reality of social distancing. So companies need to space out printing devices and even create additional printing pod areas to assign to a smaller number of employees. And a more long-term approach is for a more agile office space to support the transformation of the office from a place where people spend their day working to a place where workers now visit occasionally to collaborate and meet with clients. Also, companies now have permanent remote workers, workers who now have to be in the office all the time, and then a hybrid approach of some workers who come in the office some days and work remotely the other days. This is causing a challenge for scheduling office vendor events because all the workers are not in the office at the same time anymore. As for remote workers, the challenge here is maintaining cybersecurity. Employers need to pay extra attention to securing the technology their remote workforce is using. The COVID pandemic had provided plenty of new opportunities for cyber criminals to exploit unsecured technology systems, overworked information technology staff, and employees who are working from home.
All of those things are issues that will keep a lot of IT professionals and upper management up at night because there's a lot of challenges there. So, of course, no office has a one-size-fits-all solution, but I'm wondering if you can give us some insight into how those offices are setting themselves up differently. I mean, you mentioned this hybrid model. People aren't all at the same time in the office, the printer systems, all of those things. And I guess, can we go over what product solutions that Brother is providing?
Sure. Well, first, like I mentioned, many companies have had to retrofit their offices with new furniture where it's spaced out now to ensure social distancing and keep employees safe. Conference rooms, Shelby, are now outfitted with the latest web conferencing equipment and technology to support all workers remotely on calls for virtual meetings. Many offices have communal printers or large A3 copiers in their office where workers can gather freely, chat with one another, and pick up their print job while shuffling through the other person's print jobs. But now, employers should consider one of two scenarios for their office space. printers on all desks, so each employee is only in contact with their device, or printing pods with the appropriate number and type of devices within close proximity to work groups, which is a decentralized or balanced deployment approach. Reduced contact between colleagues is imperative now to ensure a safe and social distancing environment, and also reduced contact with the device. Brother recommends the Brother Workhorse Series portfolio of channel protected A4, that's letter legal, printers and all-in-ones. These robust, powerful devices even offer features to help minimize contact with the device. These features include print job release via company badges or mobile phones, workflow shortcuts, and remote management and configuration. The Brother Workhorse Series products also offer a low total cost of ownership, a smaller, more compact footprint compared to large copiers, and even triple layer security.
I want to touch on these suggestions for kind of smaller printer groups. I think as professionals come back into the office, they may be expecting kind of a business as usual approach. And I think maybe some management may be guilty of kind of getting stuck into that. Well, you know, we're just going to go back to normal. I guess, could you speak to some of those suggestions, like you said, that Brother's making to really make it the safest possible office scenario and avoid some of these communal areas that once were the proverbial office cooler?
So as I mentioned and touched on, you know, some of those features that help minimize contact with the device, right? So you can use your mobile phone. There's the Brother iPrint and Scan app. That's a great app to use. Use your mobile device to print to the printer or scan from the all-in-one device. So you can use that, as well as I mentioned, the print job release, which is great, which uses near field communications to help, and it's on a badge to help with not only network authentication, but again, you're using the badge to make contact with the control panel, not your fingers. So those are really great features that the Brother Workhorse products offer that can really help companies ensure social distancing efforts and keep employees safe now and into
exactly.
the future. Yeah.
Well, what about companies that really don't know what product solution they need? When evaluating this, what questions should they be asking, and what answers or information about their specific needs in their office do they need?
Well, Shelby, this is where Brother Authorized Resellers come into play. This is a great opportunity for them to meet with their customers using a consultative approach where they first assess their customers' printing devices and their office environment. Questions to ask their customers include the following. How many employees do you have in the office? What is the average employee work group size in the company now? What are the color versus monochrome print volumes in each department, and how do they vary? How many A3 and or A4 printing devices do you have now, and where are they located? Then speak to the suggested changes for their office environment. Less employees now assigned to each printer pod. Brother's recommending 4 now, Shelby. Pre-pandemic, we were recommending 15 workers to a printing pod. Now we're saying 4, which will, you know, most likely will mean recommending more printers and all-in-ones, right? Because if you're assigning less people to printing pods or printing devices, right, you're going to need to purchase more printers and all-in-ones. And the location of the print devices is key, and how they need to be close to the workers in these dedicated areas.
Well, having this type of assessment is vital. And these assessments need to take place depending on what your specific workplace looks like. So can you speak more about how Brother can help companies with these assessments, and what does that process look like?
Yes. You know, Shelby, assessments have now become necessary for employers. You know, pre-COVID, it was, yeah, some of them may think of, you know, reassessing their print environments every couple of years, right? But now it's a necessity for employers to help ensure social distancing and keep their employees safe. I can't emphasize and say that enough. Brother has a managed print services assessment team, and that's where Brother comes into play too. You know, this team is more than happy and willing to collaborate with Brother Authorized Resellers to help with their customers, the end users, with these assessments. So they're not on their own. Our Brother's resellers are not on their own, and then the Brother resellers' customers are not on their own. They can go on site. Our team can go on site, to the reseller's customer's location, map out the physical location of each print device, and even interview employees as to their printing needs and current processes. In addition to providing that visual understanding of where the devices are located, this team will also provide recommendations to help reduce costs, improve processes, and standardize operations. Additionally, to help identify other opportunities regarding document-based solutions from secure scan and capture to document storage and retrieval.
There's a lot there to consider, and it's great to know that companies aren't alone, and neither are brother resellers. Well, so as we start to wrap up this episode, we ask everybody on here on the show kind of the same question, and I love the variety that we hear. So where, from your standpoint, do you see technology going in the next year?
Yeah, good question. It's three words, Shelby: managed print services. The managed print services, or what we call MPS in this industry, the market growth for managed print services is attributed to the rising need for the reduction of hardware and consumables costs. Companies are looking closer at managed print solutions, and the managed print services market is expected to register a compound annual growth rate of approximately 9% this year through 2026. And in dollars, for just 2021 through 2025, this equates to over $6 billion.
Wow.
Most small and medium businesses are looking for ways to improve their productivity and cut costs. And taking a closer look at the way they handle documents is a good place to start. Our Workhorse Series products, printers and all-in-ones, are the right fit for MPS solutions for these customers. And our authorized resellers, it's the right time to go after this business right now. This is truly the technology and growth area within this industry right now, you know, with our printers and all-in-ones, and for our authorized resellers, great opportunity.
Well, that's what you want to hear. You want to hear that there is a lot of growth and there is a lot of opportunity there for everybody involved.
Right.
For people that have more questions about what we talked about today, how can they reach out?
So to find out more about what we talked about today, and I'm a talker, I can talk a whole lot more, and I did talk a lot, but we have more, so much more great information on this topic. So many great materials for authorized resellers to use, send out to their customers, try to generate some interest. They can reach out to John Haberman. He's the solutions sales executive for Ingram Micro, and his email address, Shelby, is John.Haberman@IngramMicro.com. That's John.Haberman@IngramMicro.com.
With one B. All right, then. Well, we really do appreciate all of your insight today, Jennifer. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Shelby. Really appreciate the opportunity to be on the podcast today.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in and subscribing to B2B Tech Talk. If you like this episode or have a question, join the discussion on Twitter with the hashtag B2B Tech Talk. Until next time, I'm Shelby Skirhawk.
You've been listening to B2B Tech Talk with Ingram Micro. This episode is sponsored by Ingram Micro's President's Club. B2B Tech Talk is a joint production by Sweetfish Media and Ingram Micro. Ingram Micro production handled by Laura Burton and Christine Phan. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe today in your favorite podcast player.